my political statement. 2018, December 27th. I realize this is a long piece with only one picture, and I'll forgive anybody for deciding it's too much effort to wade through it all. I intend this to be some kind of ultimate statement summarizing my views and my reasons for those views. I'll abandon hope of not needing any more web pages explaining political idiocy. Three really dumb liberal movements have occurred since the time I started writing this piece, and I'm sure there will be more. If I can't have finality in my statement, then maybe I can summarize more or less completely the anecdotal, moral, and historical reasons for my views. There is a tripod on which politics should stand: what is happening now, a moral foundation of principles, and what has happened in the past. Based on these three things, perhaps with a different spanning permutation of these three things, we can create a vision for the future. I realize my political opponents differ from me in their choice of moral principles, or lack of moral principles. I realize many people differ from me in not having principles or not believing principles are important. They pick a handful of issues, such as abortion or Israel, and pick the political side that appeases their concerns. For example, many Jews have switched from liberal to conservative as the liberal threat to Israel has increased. While I've talked to some of them about it, they haven't embraced fundamental principles that define my conservative position, only that they want, for this moment, to be on the side that protects Israel. The hard, cold reality of basing political positions on principles of personal decency is that they're not persuasive. People who believe in the expediency of the moment, Ayn Rand's words, will argue persistently for some personal passion about some poor people's pain, but soon lose interest in the bigger picture of the same issue. There's a picture on the cover of a liberal magazine of a suffering child, and that's what they know. Understanding the political mechanisms that cause the child to suffer, along with millions of other children, taxes their patients unduly. No matter how horrible the consequences of their policies, my liberal friends categorize my views as heartless and mean. So while I can only hope to persuade my political opponents, at least I can assure those who agree with me that they're right, that there's a deeper, stronger, fundamental foundation for their beliefs, that by virtually any measure, humanity is better off our way.